Capital Station on Space Ground 2 for housekeeping.
With the Ion 2.
Thank you for supporting R in the morning. Please inhibit the smoke detectors in Node 3, in Node 1, and airlock.
That's in work.
Thank you very much.
And Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Kimia. The smoke detectors in Node 3, Node 1, and the airlock have been inhibited.
Thank you very much for your support. So Station on Space Ground 2 for housekeeping.
With the N2.
Please re-enable smoke detectors in Node 3, Node 1, and airlock.
That's in work.
And we're going to do vacuum cleaner, vacuum cleaning later. For the other modules, so I'm going to let you know.
We'll be here.
Thank you.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2, we've re-enabled smoke detectors in Node 3, Node 1 in the airlock.
Thank you for your help.
Houston Station on 2 for smoke detectors.
Good morning. Happy to be with you all here. How can we help you this morning?
Good morning from the International Space Station. Great to hear your voice. And yes, we are, the Royal We, are going to be working in Node 2, the Gem in Columbus with the vacuum cleaner. So if you could help us with the smoke detection or the non-smoke detection, please let us. That would be super helpful. Thanks.
Certainly. I hear you, Gem in Columbus. Smoke detection, given that you guys are going to be vacuuming in there, we'll work with Ethos and let you know when we're ready.
Thank you super very much. And Node 2 also, please.
Happy on Node 2 as well. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for smoke detectors.
Head, please.
All righty, Mike, we are ready. We have inhibited a Node 2 smoke detector, and you're ready to start. With respect to the GEM and Columbus, so you know, we don't inhibit their configuration, but you can proceed with your activity.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. And the station will become cleaner because of it. And it is a non-smoking flight.
And, Mike, while I have you, if Johnny is nearby, I have a question or a little bit of information for him on his Teams call later.
Johnny looks like he might be a little unavailable. I can pass on the message if that helps, or I can have him call you back in a little bit.
I can't wait when he's available. He can call me back, and I can give him the information to his questions. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Send Johnny on, too.
Hey, Johnny, good afternoon. Hey, I hear that you have some questions about your conference with Chell later on today. I can answer those questions for you.
That'd be great. We're ready to copy.
Okay, so there will not be any Teams call for that conference. What we're going to have with you is currently we're going to try to do a phone patch to Space to Ground 4 your way.
Okay, we'll do Space Ground 4. So we'll talk down on Space Ground. I guess we'll listen and talk down on Space Ground 4 and then have the GEM camera up for video.
That's correct. Have the GEM camera up for video. And, yeah, so we'll keep it simple today given that it's a weekend.
Okay, sounds good. And we'll also have VC up so we can see inside the control room. And good afternoon, DT. Thanks for supporting us on Saturday.
Happy to be here with you all. And you beat me to the punchline. I was also going to tell you about VC. You can see the control center from there so we can make eye contact when Chell shows up. Otherwise, have a great day and let me know if you need anything else.
You have a great Saturday. This is Station on Space Ground 2 for housekeeping.
Good afternoon. Tell us how we can help you.
Thank you for your help. Please inhibit smoke detectors in lab, please.
Copy the request on the lab, working on it. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for lab smoke detectors. Current configuration is inhibited as requested.
Thank you very much for your support.
Station Huntsville for Mike. No response required. This is just a 5-minute heads up for your hand pass with an approximate rise time of 13:45.
And Huntsville, good morning. And I know no response is required, but really glad to hear your voice up here this morning. Thanks for coming in, and we copy.
And we copy that, Mike. We're glad to be here, and have a good hand pass.
There's so many good responses about that, like I could ham it up, or I'll have it with some ham and eggs, those kind of things, but I won't say those because it's too early.
Houston Station on Space Ground 2 for housekeeping.
Lisa, go ahead.
We enable smoke detectors in lab and also node 2.
We copy. Re-enable lab and node 2 smoke detectors in work. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for smoke detectors. Lab and node 2 smoke detectors are now re-enabled.
Thank you very much for your support.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2, whenever you guys are ready, we'll pipe in the video. Just let us know.
Station on 2, can you say again?
Whenever you guys are ready for the conference, we will transmit the video and then hop to Space to Ground 4. Let us know.
Okay, perfect. We're ready. Switching to 4.
Copy.
You are looking live at the Yoshinobu Launch Complex at the Tanegashima Space Center in southern Japan. As the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency H-3 rocket stands fully fueled, ready to lift off less than 15 minutes from now to send a brand new cargo ship, the HTV X-1 spacecraft, into orbit for the start of a 3.5-day journey to the International Space Station. This is the Launch Control Center at Tanegashima, where the countdown is proceeding on track with no issues reported, as we are at T-minus 14 minutes and 30 seconds and counting as you look at the H-3 rocket on the pad at the Oceanside launch pad in southern Japan. Good evening from Mission Control in Houston and the International Space Station Flight Control Room at the Johnson Space Center. This new cargo vehicle, the air-to-the H-2 transfer vehicle that flew 9 successful resupply missions to the station between 2009 and 2020, is ready to pick up the baton and deliver almost 4.5 tons of food and supplies to the complex and the Expedition 73 crew on board the orbital outpost. This was the scene at about 4:30 a.m. Central Time this morning in the Saturday evening hours in Japan as the H-3 rocket was transported to the launch pad. It took about 30 minutes for this trip to take place. From the integration building in Tanegashima to the launch pad where the H-3 rocket currently sits awaiting liftoff. Once it arrived at the pad, the JAXA engineers hooked up electrical, fuel, and telemetry lines and began final pre-launch preparations. And you see the H-3 rocket on the pad right now as the countdown is proceeding with no issues reported. This launch has finally reached the terminal phase of the countdown after several days of weather delays at the launch site. But today, Sunday morning in Japan, the weather is mostly clear, some partly cloudy skies, and balmy temperatures as we await the launch of this new cargo vehicle, the HTV X-1. The launch time is scheduled at 7 p.m. and 15 seconds Central Time, 8:15 and 8 p.m. and 15 seconds Eastern Time, which will be 9 a.m. and 15 seconds Japan Time on Sunday morning. Once the HTV X-1 arrives on orbit, JAXA engineers at the main control center in Tsukuba, Japan, will put the vehicle through a series of systems demonstrations to prove it can arrive safely at the station on Wednesday morning autonomously, where JAXA astronaut Kimiya Yui, backed up by NASA's Zena Cardman, will use the Canadian-built robot arm to reach out and grapple HTV X-1. Yui and Cardman will then hand over robotic operations to ground controllers here at Mission Control in Houston, who will maneuver the vehicle to the Earth-facing port of the Harmony module for its installation and its bolting into place for its planned 3-month stay. The H-3 rocket that you're looking at is a 2-stage booster fueled by liquid oxygen and liquid hydrogen, and for today's launch, accompanied by 4 strap-on solid rocket boosters. Those solid rocket boosters will separate about 2 minutes after launch, followed 1 minute later by the jettison of the payload fairing in which the HTV X-1 is encapsulated. The first stage engines will shut down about 5 minutes after launch, and the second stage engine kicks in for around 9 additional minutes of thrust. If all goes as planned, the HTV X-1 will separate from the H-3 second stage about 14 minutes after launch, followed about 28 minutes later by the deployment of the twin solar arrays on the vehicle. These are called solar paddles by JAXA. This is different from the original HTV cargo craft, that derived its power from body-mounted solar cells. We're inside 11 minutes until the scheduled liftoff. This is an instant launch window for the H-3 rocket. It will arc out over the Pacific into an orbit inclined 51.6 degrees to either side of the equator to match the orbital inclination of the International Space Station. At spacecraft separation, the HTVX will reach an altitude of about 186 statute miles and will then incrementally go through a series of rendezvous burns, height adjustment maneuvers, and co-elliptic maneuvers, and fine-tuning mid-course correction burns to reach a point directly below the station in the neighborhood of the ISS on Wednesday morning, where it will inchworm its way up that R-bar, the radial vector, the imaginary line drawn between the station and the Earth, to reach a point about 30 feet away from the station. That's where Huey and Cardman will extend the Canadarm2 robotic arm and reach out and grapple HTVX for its installation on the Earth-facing port of the Harmony module. The HTVX is comprised of two major components, a pressurized module. This is based on the legacy HTV design for a pressurized logistics carrier. It contains most of the control and power components for the vehicle itself. The service module contains three integrated flight computer strings, three different strings of propulsion capability, guidance and navigation and control sensors, communications equipment, and the power configuration for the free flight, those solar arrays and batteries on the vehicle itself. Once it is mated to the International Space Station and bolted into place on Wednesday morning, the HTVX will derive station power for the duration of its stay on board the International Outpost. You can see the countdown clock at the top of our feed, courtesy of JAXA, the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, as we are now inside 8.5 minutes until liftoff. There will be final systems checks by the engineers at the Launch Control Center in Tanegashima. Prior to the ignition of the main engine and the solid rocket boosters, the H-3 rocket will take off rather quickly, clearing the tower and arcing out to the northeast from the launch site. Before HTVX arrives at the International Space Station on Wednesday morning, there will be a series of systems demonstrations, as we mentioned earlier, first during what is called the far-field rendezvous areas. Those will test out the performance of the absolute global positioning system on board the vehicle, as well as the performance of the vehicle's attitude, its orientation relative to Earth, its free drift capability, basically disabling all of the thrusters on board to see how stable the vehicle is without thruster capability. It will also test out an abort capability should that become necessary because of a systems issue. Once the HTVX arrives in the neighborhood of the station, they'll perform six demonstrations during what is called the near-field rendezvous timeframe that will be assessed by engineering and operations teams on console before the International Space Station Mission Management Team meets on Tuesday to review the performance of those demonstration tests and provide a final go for HTVX to arrive at the station on Wednesday morning. Some of the near-field rendezvous demonstrations will include a relative GPS performance test, a link of the proximity operations equipment, and the ability of the crew on board the station to send commands to the vehicle, the testing of various sensors, the performance of the capability of the HTV to hold itself, basically put on the brakes and hold steady in the near vicinity of the station, and a retreat and abort performance capability as it climbs up that radial vector towards its grapple point. It will then back away and then proceed on, assuming all of its systems are functioning normally. We're at T-minus 6 minutes and counting towards liftoff. Again, no issues being reported in Tanegashima by the launch control team comprised of JAXA engineers and Mitsubishi Heavy Industries, which built the H-3 rocket. Again, the liftoff time is scheduled at 7 p.m. and 15 seconds Central Time, 9 a.m. and 15 seconds Japan time on Sunday morning, and you can see mostly clear skies after a week's worth of inclement weather that delayed this launch by several days. You've reached the T-minus 4-minute 30-second mark in the countdown. Again, the launch engineers in Tanegashima working no issues. Range is clear, and everything looks to be in good shape for an on-time liftoff. Once again, reviewing quickly the milestones between launch and the rest of the ascent time frame, the solid rocket boosters will separate about 2 minutes after launch, followed about a minute later by the jettisoning of the payload fairing at the top of the H-3 rocket, within which the HTVX-1 cargo craft is encapsulated. First stage separation is scheduled 5 minutes after launch. It will separate from the rest of the stack. The second stage separation comes 9 minutes later at about 7:14 p.m. Central Time, followed 28 minutes later by solar array deploy. There's a view of three of the four solid rocket boosters at the base of the H-3 rocket, again rolled out to the launch pad about 14 hours ago, and engineers hooked up all of the key lines, the telemetry lines, electrical and fuel lines, and began fueling the rocket several hours ago with liquid oxygen and liquid hydrogen. All systems are reported go as we approach the T-minus 2-minute 30-second mark. The first stage of the rocket is being purged right now. The rocket now in stable replenish with its load of liquid oxygen and liquid hydrogen, approaching the T-minus 2-minute mark. Assuming everything goes as planned, the HTVX, this brand-new cargo ship for JAXA, will arrive at the International Space Station on Wednesday morning, with capture scheduled at 10:50 a.m. Central Time, 11:50 a.m. Eastern Time. T-minus 1 minute 15 seconds. All systems reported to be go, as we are now at T-minus 40 seconds and counting. T-minus 20 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, engine start, solid rocket booster ignition, and liftoff. Japan sending a new second-generation cargo craft on a delivery run to the International Space Station. The HTV atop the H-3 rocket arcing out to the northeast from the launch site. 30 seconds into the flight, all systems reported go. Good trajectory reported by the launch engineers at Tanegashima. The liftoff time confirmed at 7 p.m. and 15 seconds Central Time, 9 a.m. and 15 seconds Japan time on Sunday morning. 1 minute 10 seconds into the flight, good trajectory, good vehicle performance, good stability on the vehicle. All of the H-3 systems, first stage performance looking good. We're expecting solid rocket booster jettison in about 20 seconds or so. And SRB separation is confirmed. Next up, the jettisoning of the payload fairing. This is a plot board at the Launch Control Center in Tanegashima showing the trajectory of the H-3 rocket. 2 minutes, 35 seconds into the flight. 3 minutes into the flight, everything looking good. Reports from the Launch Control Center indicating good first stage performance, good trajectory on the rocket. And we now have confirmation of payload fairing separation. Next up will be first stage separation about a minute and 10 seconds from now. Once again, you're looking at a plot board at the Launch Control Center in Tanegashima, Japan, in southern Japan. We're at the 4-minute 20-second mark into the flight of the H-3 rocket to deliver the HTVX-1 cargo craft into its preliminary orbit. We're about 10 seconds or so away from first stage engine cutoff and separation, as you can see on the plot board. And we have confirmation of first stage separation. The second stage engine has ignited, up and running, looking good. Good trajectory, good stability on the H-3 rocket, now running on the singular power of its second stage engine. Coming up on the 6-minute mark into the flight, this second stage engine will burn for about 9 minutes. Once again, the launch of the H-3 rocket carrying the HTVX-1 cargo craft on its maiden flight occurred on time at 7 p.m. and 15 seconds Central Time, 9 a.m. and 15 seconds Japan time on Sunday morning from the Tanegashima Space Center. We're about 6.5 minutes away from second stage shutdown and separation. The HTV X-1 cargo craft will reach a preliminary orbit about 186 statute miles above the Earth, and will begin almost immediately with a series of demonstrations of its global positioning system hardware. A series of demonstrations called far-field demonstrations will take place throughout the course of the overnight hours into Sunday morning, U.S. time. First critical rendezvous maneuvers are scheduled for late afternoon U.S. time on Sunday afternoon, leading to a rendezvous with the International Space Station on Wednesday morning. 8.5 minutes into the flight, everything continues to look good. Little under 5 minutes to go before second stage shutdown and separation, spacecraft separation to follow seconds after that. Good reports coming in from the Launch Control Center in Tanegashima. Good second stage performance, good vehicle stability. The HTV X-1 is carrying about 4.5 tons of food, supplies, and science experiments for the Expedition 73 crew aboard the International Space Station. The station crew was asleep at the time of launch. They'll be informed of the results of this liftoff once they are awakened several hours from now. The International Space Station and its 7 crew members are flying from southwest and northeast in an orbit inclined 51.6 degrees to either side of the equator, approaching the west coast of Africa. Less than 3 minutes to go before the scheduled cutoff of the second stage engine and the separation of the HTV X-1. From the time of spacecraft separation until solar array deploy, it will be about 28 minutes or so. We will remain on the air to report the solar array deploy. Just to repeat, a number of systems demonstrations called far-field demonstrations and near-field demonstrations will be conducted with the HTV X-1 cargo craft. Basically, the engineers in Scuba, Japan at the HTV control room will take over the control of this flight from the Launch Control Center engineers in Tanegashima, and over to the engineers in Scuba will take place at spacecraft separation, and they'll be monitoring the HTVX's systems, as will the visiting vehicle officer here in Mission Control in Houston, ensuring that all of the HTVX-1 demonstration tests are conducted as planned before the HTVX arrives in the neighborhood of the space station on Wednesday morning. We're 13 minutes into the flight. We're about a minute away or so from second stage shutdown and spacecraft separation. We'll stand by for that confirmation. Approaching the 14-minute mark into the mission, standing by for second stage shutdown. And we have confirmation of second stage shutdown and spacecraft separation, and you can see the jubilation in the Launch Control Center room in Tanegashima. It was a flawless liftoff on time. All of the ascent milestones were conducted as planned to deliver the HTV X-1 into its preliminary orbit. HTV X-1 providing good telemetry back to the HTV control room in Scuba, Japan. So HTV X-1 is now flying free from its booster. The H-3 did its job delivering HTV X-1 into its preliminary orbit. The spacecraft has oriented itself into what is called an Earth acquisition mode that will provide the initial orientation for first of these demonstration tests of its global positioning system hardware. Good data being received by the visiting vehicle officer here in Mission Control from HTV X-1 as it is being relayed from the HTV control room in Scuba, Japan. We're about 26 minutes away from solar array deploy, so we'll be standing by for that milestone. Once again, this is about a 3.5-day journey for HTV to reach the International Space Station. Its rendezvous profile deliberately designed to enable all of these demonstration tests of sensors, global positioning system hardware, proximity links, the commanding capability for the crew on the station to send commands once the HTV X-1 arrives in the neighborhood of the station on Wednesday morning. The vehicle will reach a point directly below the station called called the R-bar. That's the radial vector, the imaginary line drawn between the station and the Earth, at which point the HTVX-1 will be commanded to slowly but surely make its way from, but basically if you looked at a clock, would be the 6 o'clock position all the way up to the station, stopping at various points for systems checks, not only by the flight control team in Scuba Japan, but mission control here in Houston, led by Flight Director Fiona Antkowiak. Once HTVX-1 arrives about 30 feet away from the station, JAXA astronaut Kimiya Yui, backed up by NASA's Zena Cardman, will use the station's robotic arm, the Canadarm2, to reach out and grapple HTVX-1, very much like we do with the Northrop Grumman Cygnus cargo craft. Once Yui and Cardman have grappled HTVX-1, they'll hand over the robotic chores to the robotics officer here in Mission Control, who will maneuver HTVX-1 to the nadir or Earth-facing port of the Harmony module for its slow but sure inching towards the common berthing mechanism on the Earth-facing side of Harmony for its installation and then its bolting into place for its three-month stay. In this view now from the HTV control room in Scuba Japan, where the HTV engineers now have taken over the operation of the vehicle for the remainder of its 3.5-day rendezvous to the International Space Station. The next milestone will be solar array deploy. Unlike the legacy HTV that flew between 2009 and 2020 on 9 different resupply runs to the station, that legacy cargo craft had body-mounted solar cells. This spacecraft, with increased capability, the HTV-X1, the X standing for exploration, has two solar arrays called solar paddles, which will be deployed here a short time from now. This is Mission Control Houston, and never a dull moment, never a surprise, but the flight control room in Scuba Japan now reports a nominal deployment of the twin solar paddles. The solar arrays are out and generating the correct electrical output. So HTVX-1 is in great shape and on its way to the International Space Station. Its solar arrays having been deployed. We had expected them to be deployed a few minutes later than had occurred just a few minutes ago, but that's all good. The HTVX-1 with a nominal ascent, all of its systems looking good, its initial global positioning system hardware and its attitude hardware all looking very, very stable, and the solar arrays now having been deployed. So with that, we can wrap up our coverage for today with a successful launch of a brand new cargo craft to the International Space Station, the HTVX-1. We will be back on the air on Wednesday morning at 8:05 a.m. Central Time, 9:05 a.m. Eastern Time, with our rendezvous and capture coverage of HTVX-1 by Kimiya Yui and Zena Cardman at the International Space Station. For now, we'll wrap up our coverage, a successful launch of HTVX-1 on its way now to the International Space Station for an arrival on Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us this evening. This is Mission Control Houston.